Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where your success on eBay is our bottom line. Now, here's Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. So, you've jetted off to some exotic place to spend several blissful days sipping tropical beverages, maybe sightseeing, maybe buying some little trinkets. Hopefully your eBay store is on vacation too. Longtime eBay educator Stephanie Inge is known on eBay as top-rated seller Steph in Texas. That's all one word. And she's here to tell us what happens when that time off comes to an end. So, Steph, we saw on Facebook that you recently got home from a nice trip. Did you put your store on vacation while you were gone?
I sure did.
So how many days? But, you know, I hope that Euler Man is listening to this, Ron, because he sent us a contact us email, Griff, about putting your store on vacation. He's going to Mobile, Alabama on Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
Right? And he's going to be gone for a few days. He's got a question. I'll ask you and Steph that in a minute.
Okay.
So how many days before leaving did you put your store on vacation, Steph?
Two. And the reason I did that is because if I sold something and someone was late in paying, I wanted to be sure I could get all my packages out in time. And, you know, I don't want anything undone, you know, before I leave. So I usually do it 2 days before.
Ah, makes sense. What was your message to any buyers who came to your store while you were gone?
Well, of course, I tell them I'm on vacation. I always put on there, you know, when I'm going to return. And first and foremost, I want to thank them for stopping by my store. And I ask them to please come back, you know, on such and such a date. And because I do appreciate them shopping with me because there's so many choices on eBay. So I think you should always thank your customers for, you know, taking the time to visit your store.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So how soon after dropping your suitcases did you reopen your store?
Well, I actually do that depending on what day I'm going to come back. But this time I came back on a Thursday. So with, you know, the 24-hour period, because I have one day handling, I did it the night before I ever left Cancun.
Oh.
Because I wanted to, you know, maybe have some packages to ship out as soon as I got home.
You can even be in a foreign country and eBay, Griff.
Yeah, it's
exactly true.
Exactly.
And I did it with my cell phone. So it's very easy and it's very handy to have that, you know, eBay mobile app and have access to it when you are in a foreign country.
So there you were down in Cancun in your bathing suit, just having a good time. So you decided to open your eBay store at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just go on the computer and you do it and you get it done. So you came back. Let's say you came back, you said on a Thursday, right?
Right.
Okay. So was your store open the day you came back?
Yes, it was.
Yay.
Hmm. Any messages while you were gone?
Was exciting.
Any messages left while you were gone?
I did. I had one person wanting to know if I would accept an offer that he was going to send to me, and I responded right away to let him know that I was on vacation and I would be back on Thursday. And anyway, so that was one of the packages that I shipped out. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's nice because people can still see what you have. They just can't buy it.
Right.
That's the way I set my store up on vacation.
Yeah, it's like a brick and mortar. It's closed, but you can look in the store window, right?
Exactly.
Are there some particular things to be done or steps to take when you return from a vacation and reopen your store?
Yes, there is. The first one is kind of a no-brainer, and that's to turn your store back on. And I think, I forget what year it was. I want to say it's We Are 20. I came home and I kept wondering why I hadn't sold anything. And after a couple of weeks, I looked and my store was still on vacation. So don't forget to turn it back on. So I think that's why I always make sure to turn it on before I leave wherever I am. So it will be open when I get home. And, you know, I can be sure and get my packages out on time. So I don't open it too early, but I make sure to actually take it off of vacation because of what had happened to me before, and I felt so stupid.
You know, Griff, I wonder how many people who send us emails saying, I haven't gotten a sale in 2 weeks. I wonder, we've never thought about that. Did you go on a vacation?
And not turn it back on.
Yeah,
you have so many things going on.
Well, sure.
And it totally slipped my mind.
Definitely.
That's always possible, yeah, of course.
So you're going to put anything on sale or anything to kickstart your post-vacation sales? Is that a good idea?
That, absolutely. I do that every time. Just to, like you said, to kickstart it, and then I will pick certain items to, you know, for promoted listings also.
So speaking of vacations and putting your store on vacation, tell us about the eBabes and Emails unofficial eBay open meet and greet. I saw your Facebook posts about it, and I joined your group.
I know. I was very excited.
Yeah, the group. What is the group called?
Just going to eBay Open 2018.
Right.
And every year we change the date, obviously. And it's kind of been a tradition ever since eBay Live. And there used to be threads on the eBay discussion board. So when we did We Are 20, I started this Facebook group just to carry on that tradition so we could talk about our plans and get excited. And the meet and greet is going to be in the Skyfall Lounge of Mandalay Bay, which is a panoramic view of the entire strip. Everyone is invited. It's dressy casual, so no cutoffs, no tank tops.
I think it said, didn't it say, like, California casual or something like that, resort?
They just said dressy casual. And so I think that just means no flip-flops, tank tops.
Right.
You know, and eBayers, we're very casual people. So you can show up casual, just don't be in your flip-flops and tank top. That would be my best advice.
And that's
so pajama bottoms are out.
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty much.
Bottoms are out.
Darn
note
it.
Note to self.
So it's Monday. Right. It's Monday night. Now the event actually starts on Tuesday. So it's Monday night from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Skyfall Lounge, Mandalay Bay. Details and more event info in Going to eBay Open 2018. That's a Facebook group. Going to eBay Open 2018. So can I ask you both Ron's questions then?
Sure. Why
okay.
Not? Yeah.
So he said, we need to go to Mobile, Alabama, leaving Thursday, May 10th, after 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Returning Monday, 11:30 a.m. on 5/14/2018. We're checking out some property. Remember, they're thinking about moving from Birmingham to Mobile.
Ooh.
So they're checking out some property and Mother's Day. They're going there for Mother's Day.
Cool.
What is the best and easiest way to handle the store for this period of time? And he gives two examples. One, change shipping time to 5 days and leave all else the same and ship all sales on Tuesday 5/15, or put the store on vacation today at 5 p.m., hide listings, and reopen on Tuesday 5/15 at 9 a.m.
I don't know. Steph, what do you think?
I don't like extending my handling time.
I'm sorry. We couldn't hear that, honey.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, you keep fading in and out.
You keep fading in and out. Really?
Okay. I'm so sorry. I don't know. I'm just sitting in my office chair, so I don't know why my phone's acting up, but I do apologize.
So you think he should just change his shipping time to 5 days and leave everything else the same?
I don't like that plan. I like the vacation because I'm always afraid that people are going to think that's the way I always do business. So I like the one-day handling and putting my store on vacation.
Griff,
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, that's how I do it. But there's some folks who say, well, you know, I can't afford to miss a week's worth of sales, so they'll change their handling time to accommodate the time they're going to be gone and then ship out what they need to ship out when they get back. The downside to that is if you've got a lot of orders, you're going to be doing more shipping in one day than you probably have in the past. So that's another consideration.
When you get back from your vacation
Exactly.
So hope we helped you there, Ron. The consensus seems to be to put your store on vacation.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Stephanie, we always love it when you come on.
We do.
Steph in Texas.
Well, thank y'all so much. I always feel honored when you invite me.
Well, you don't have to be invited, you know. You can just send to guest@voicemarketing.com anytime you have something to say.
That's true.
Okay.
And you will never be turned down, Stephanie.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
I look forward to hugging y'all's neck in Vegas.
And we'll be there and being hugged.
I will be there Monday night, but Griff tells me that he's not getting there till Tuesday, and I'm very sad.
Unfortunately, yeah, because of Howard, I can't really take
the extra
time.
I'll get my hug on Tuesday.
You will.
Absolutely.
Okay, I love you guys.
I love you
Thanks,
too,
Steph.
Honey. We appreciate that you've been here with us. That's Steph in Texas. It's her eBay ID. And join that Facebook group. Just
Absolutely.
Going to eBay Open 2018.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Up next, a retail revival. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
eBay entrepreneurs, let your business shine. Submit your seller story to the Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as eBay's Small Business of the Year, or win $5,000 in one of five categories. Share your passion for eBay and tell how it drives your success. Enter now through May 10th at ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Hi, I'm the office orange tree at 6-Bit Software. I grow oranges all year long for 6-Bit founder John Slocum and his team to snack on. Now, you wouldn't think I could do that here in Pennsylvania, but that's how 6-Bit rolls. It's a labor of love. They've helped me grow from the ground up, and they take really good care of me all year round. They'll do the same for your e-commerce business. I've learned some juicy stuff just standing around watching John and his team. They spend a lot of time listening to what sellers want and need. Then they build those features into 6-Bit. You can list, ship, and manage your inventory right from your desktop, everywhere you sell. It's customizable, too. And if the guys at 6-Bit can make me produce oranges in Pennsylvania, imagine what they can do for your business on eBay. Now, aren't you glad I told you about 6-Bit? Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
It's time for the mother of all retail moments, Mother's Day, coming up on May 13th. Help buyers find their moms perfect by creating a special store category. And consider adding the words Mother's Day to titles. With jewelry, there's often an item specific for occasion, so be sure to select Mother's Day. Then list the products moms crave most. Think jewelry and fragrances, kitchen gadgets, handbags, collectibles, or the latest electronic gizmo. Highlight gift table items as promoted listings and alert your store newsletter subscribers that it's time to start shopping. And don't forget to shop on eBay for your mother, too.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.